From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Two groups are trying to use Missouri's referendum process to repeal a recently signed abortion ban. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the state's constitution has a potential roadblock for that effort to get off the ground.
Both the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri and Joplin businessman David Humphreys submitted referendums to overturn an 8-week abortion ban. If they get enough signatures, voters would decide that measure's fate in 2020. But at least one provision in the proposal has what's known as an emergency clause that goes into effect immediately upon the governor's signature. And Missouri's constitution specifically prohibits referendums on bills with emergency clauses. Tony Rothard of the ACLU of Missouri, though, alluded to case law about how courts and not the legislature determines the validity of an emergency clause. A spokeswoman for Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who is responsible for handling initiative petitions and referendums, says her office is looking into the matter. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Applications for medical marijuana identification cards will soon be available in Missouri. The state health department will post application forms tomorrow. Voters overwhelmingly approved a state constitutional amendment in November legalizing marijuana and marijuana-infused products for patients who suffer from serious illnesses. Missouri is now among 33 states approving medical marijuana. Conditions that qualify include cancer, epilepsy, and psychiatric disorders such as post-traumatic stress disorder. Patient and caregiver applications may be submitted beginning July 4th. Applications need a physician certification that's less than 30 days old. The agency estimates medical marijuana will be available as early as January 2020. The swollen Missouri and Mississippi rivers are closing hundreds of roads and inundating homes and businesses. Locks and dams upstream of St. Louis are shut down as the Mississippi River crests at its second highest level on record in some areas, straining levees. Floodgates also have been closed in St. Louis in advance of the river cresting there Thursday. Along the Missouri River, water levels were falling in Jefferson City after a crest that flooded railroad tracks and airport property. Flooding has also led to the closure of the Route 40 bridge over the Missouri River just north of Boonville. The road will remain closed until further notice. Nearly 400 roads are closed statewide. Mosquitoes are challenging volunteers helping in recovery and cleanup efforts after a tornado outbreak slammed southwest Missouri. State health officials have warned about mosquitoes after heavy rain in the region, the Joplin Globe reported. The insects are a nuisance and could carry disease. Organizers have handed out hundreds of cans, and more are needed, according to volunteer coordinator Gary Stubblefield. Mosquitoes can reproduce in 10 days in the correct habitat, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. People are advised to shield themselves from bites by wearing protective clothing, reducing activity during dusk and dawn hours, and using a repellent that contains DEET or other EPA-authorized chemicals. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.